More than a dozen former patients have accused Jeffrey Foltz of sexual assault under the guise of medical care while he worked as a chiropractor at Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Juneau. Judge Larry Wolford ruled that one alleged victim's testimony doesn't match the legal definition of the sexual assault by a medical provider charge. The acquittal order says the charge is being dismissed because the woman accusing Foltz was aware that the contact she received was, quote, sexual and that it was not part of legitimate medical treatment, unquote. In other words, Judge Wolford dismissed the charge because the victim knew she was being assaulted. That's because a key part of the legal definition of sexual assault by a medical provider requires that the alleged victim isn't aware of sexual contact happening at the moment. State Prosecutor Jesslyn Gillum says the statute was originally written in response to a crime where a medical provider was sexually assaulting women behind a sheet so they could not see the act.
Somebody who is receiving treatment and believing the behavior of the healthcare professional is consistent with that treatment, and then later finding out that that might not be the case, that is a sort of a different kind of scenario than what was perhaps initially intended.
So while that statute does apply to many of the women testifying against Foltz, some, like the one whose charge was dismissed after the trial, might fall through the gaps in the laws. Jennifer Long is a former prosecutor and founded Equitas, a nonprofit that advises prosecutors in sexual violence cases. She said that stipulation in the law doesn't make sense.
To put that element in that a victim is unaware that something is inappropriate doesn't really align with the dynamics of this kind of crime.
She said that just because patients may realize that they are being assaulted doesn't mean they're able to speak up or leave an appointment immediately, especially when they're desperate for medical care.
You know what's happened to you is wrong, and you have felt that it's wrong, but you may have still blamed yourself or, again, try to give the benefit of the doubt.
And Long said the power dynamic between a doctor and patient can be used to get patients to accept abuse or dismiss it.
This is just one other area where someone in a position of power is using a weapon, and it's their power. It's no different than a gun. It's no different than another threat. It's just another way to get someone to comply.
Let's take a step back. When the state first arrested Foltz in 2021 and charged him with assault, prosecutors were limited in what they could charge him with. At the time the alleged crimes were committed, the statute for sexual assault in Alaska required prosecutors to prove that the crime was committed under force or threat of force. Almost all the alleged victims in Foltz's trial said force was not involved. The general sexual assault law changed in 2023, and the threat of force or use of force is no longer needed to prove assault. The new definition requires that a person did not freely give consent. But that definition wasn't law at the time of the alleged incidents, and Foltz can't be charged under it. So prosecutors in the case against Foltz had to choose between two limiting definitions of assaults: one where there was force or threat of force, or one that specifies the defendant is a medical provider and that the victim was unaware they were being sexually assaulted. They chose the second option. Foltz's former defense did not respond to a request for comment on this acquittal, and a spokesperson from the Department of Law said over email that judges do not comment as a rule, quote, in order to maintain the integrity of their decisions. Three charges of the original 16 have now been dismissed. The state plans to retry the 13 remaining charges. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.